Have you guys ever met someone and just hit it off without even knowing who they were, who you were, and just hit it off? Well, this was about another woman named Angelica. It's a different one from the one you guys have heard about already, and I will tell more stories about that one because that one was a little bit more intense and a couple more experiences with that. But this one, she was a social worker. She was probably in her 40s, 50s. I never asked her how old she was. But she used to pass by the, not my neighbor, but this person used to live in front of the house. I used to go by once a week to check on the kids for whatever reason. I never asked. And every time she came by, well, not every time, but when I was there at my house, I would be outside and she would come out. She would look at me. I would look at her. You know, and I thought that was a little bit of an attraction there. So this one time, she didn't park in her usual place, which was in front of the neighbor's house. She parked on the side of my house because I lived on the corner. So I thought that was a little bit odd because when I pulled up to my house, I was like, oh shit, who are they here for now? But I saw her saying her goodbyes across the street. So I waited outside, of course, and as she's passing by, instead of making a, you know, straight line to her house, she goes straight to my house and then she starts turning to her car. She's going real slow and then, you know, she looks at me and then she smiles and she looks ahead. So I coughed a little bit. I remember I went, then she looks at me and I just signaled. I don't want to say anything because I don't want no one to hear. I just signaled like, hey, towards my front door, like, hey, I'm over here. And she didn't hesitate. She came right towards my front door. And so I go towards my front door also. And as she passes my front door, I grab her from the hand and she grabs mine. And we go sit on the couch in my living room. I remember my couch was on the side of the TV. I don't know if you could, the TV was by the window and the couch was like on one side and there was a mirror on the other side and a piano on the other side. And so she sits on the couch. I sit right next to her and we haven't even introduced ourselves to each other. And we start kissing. This whole time, I was pretty ignorant back then. I always thought old people didn't French kiss. So I start kissing her with just my lips, like, okay, this is the way it's gonna be. And after like, I think like 15 seconds of that, she starts sticking her tongue in my mouth. So I'm like, oh, well. You know, so we start making out that way. It's pretty hot and heavy. And she starts grabbing my dick. And by that time, my dick is fucking hard. My dick would get hard for anything most back then. It starts getting hard, so she's grabbing it. So of course I unbuckle my pants so, you know, it can come out. And I need to come out and breathe. You know ladies know. You guys have tits. So you know how they need to come out and breathe once in a while. You know, so I remember we're kissing and she's jacking me off. She's jacking me off and she did pretty good too. I remember she had a, like I said, she was a little bit older, so her hands were a little bit wrinkled, kind of. And she had a wedding ring on. But of course, I didn't care. So we're kissing and all of a sudden she starts sucking my dick. Just like that, she starts sucking my dick. And it, you know those people that do something because they have to or because, you know, they know you might want to know. She did it because she liked it. She puts my whole dick in her mouth and she's going up and down like no one's business. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. I remember she's sucking my dick and once in a while she looks at me and she had some real bright blue eyes and real black mascara underneath, whatever you call it, underneath part of the eye. You know, so she's sucking my dick and I'm there moaning like a little woman probably. Fuck, I don't know. But she sucked it pretty good. No, so she's sucking, so I'm grabbing her head and I'm going up and down with it. I'm grabbing her hair, you know. And then she starts putting her tongue in my fucking pee hole. She's like working her tongue in my pee hole, looking at me. And she's telling me, I want you to come in my mouth. Now, I always take a long ass time to come. But this time I was like, fuck. You know, she's telling me that and then she starts sucking again, like just going up and down like no one's business. You know, so of course I came in her mouth. So I come in her mouth, and she gives me her business. Well, after that, I put my pants back up, and she says, here's my card. You know, give me a call. So I said, all right. So she leaves, and I see her again a couple of times in the neighbor's house, but I hadn't called her because I was a little bit busy doing with other things. So I think about a few months passed, and then one night I was just real horny, and I called. So I got a answering service, a voice message, you know, saying you reached Angelica, leave a message, this and that. So I left her a message saying, hey, it's me, the neighbor, give me a call if you can. So I think about 5 minutes passed when I got the phone call. Hey, and I said, hey, it's me, the guy. And she told me she knew who I was. And I said, why don't you pass by right now? So she told me she was out with a girlfriend at some bar. And I wanted to go, and I said, and I told her I didn't, because I usually don't like going to those places to meet. So she said, all right. So I remember I'm there getting ready to go to sleep, and there's a knock on my door. And I look out and I see there's a truck. So I guess now she has a personal vehicle. I didn't know it was her, so I don't answer, because I'm like, I'm not gonna answer no one I don't know. And I get the phone call again. It's her telling me, hey, I'm outside. And I was like, well. So I open the door, you know, she comes in. Of course, we start making out right away. And I take her over to my bedroom. You know, we're making out, and she unbuckles my pants and she starts sucking my dick. And she sucked it. Like I said, I just can't explain. She just knew how to suck a dick. So you ladies that, you know, reluctantly suck dick, don't, you know, it doesn't do no one any good. So she starts sucking my dick. So I stand up and I fucking unbuckle her pants and I take them off. And she was thick. And I take them off. You know, I remember she had her socks on. She had some socks. I think it was the Grinch before Christmas. You know, and she was shaved too. Imagine late 40s or 50s. She's completely shaved from her pussy. You know, so she's shaven. You know, and I'm practically rip her shirt off. You know, take it off. And she had some big, big tits. You know, and I unbuckle her bra and I start sucking her nipples. She's loving it. The whole time I'm also putting my fingers in her pussy. And she is so wet. I don't remember the last time I met someone that was this wet. You know, I'm sucking on her tits. I'm kissing her. She's biting my neck. I'm biting hers. Of course, she tells me not to leave her no more because her husband might see it. Now she says it. I knew she was married because of a wedding ring. So I lay back so she can suck my dick. So she starts sucking my dick again. But this time she kind of like lifts my balls up and she starts eating my ass. She starts putting her tongue in my ass. So at first I'm like, should I stop her from licking my ass or should I let it go? It felt so good that I let her keep on going. So she's like working her tongue in my ass and I'm like, fuck. You know, so I'm jacking off the whole time. She's, you know, eating my ass, and then she gets up, bends over. So of course I get up and I start fucking her doggy style. You know, I'm fucking her doggy style, I'm pulling her hair. And the whole time she's very wet. So wet that my dick is just like gliding in and out of her pussy. And I'm like, is this bitch just loose or, you know what? No, it's just, she was so wet. So I remember fucking her inside and outside of her pussy. You know, and I'm spanking her ass. She tells me not to spank her so hard because her husband might see. You know, I try to put my finger in her butt, of course, but she said no. I said, all right, that's fine. I don't like you that much anyways. And she turns around and spreads her legs wide open for me. And I grab my ankle, and that's when I saw the Grinch socks. And she's playing with her tits because, like, they're falling to the side because they're so big. You know, so I'm just fucking her. I'm fucking her. She's just, like, her eyes are rolling behind her head. And then right when I'm about to come, I think she can feel it. She tells me stop, and she gets up right away, gets on all fours, and she starts sucking my dick. and I came in her mouth again. And that was the last time I saw Angelica. The other times, I guess, she tried contacting me, but I was a little bit too busy. So she would send me messages, not through voicemail, because back then the texting wasn't that big. You know, hey, when can I see you again? But yeah, that was Angelica. Yeah, one of the best dick suckers I've ever, Don't get offended, ladies. Because I've met a few, especially in my latter years. And one of them I'm kind of related to. And it's not a sister. It might be a second cousin. But yeah. But that's Angelica, the school counselor. Anything else I can think about? Well, I you know what? I think I talked to her once on the phone, and her husband was next to her. So I guess by that time, you probably found out that his wife was a Jezebel. Because when she told me, oh, my husband's right here, and I said, oh, let me call you back. She said, oh, don't worry about it. He doesn't care. So that's it for that one. Anyways, I'll let you guys know more stories. Like I said, I have plenty.